If you want to get my littlest granddaughter to do something, all you have to do is tell her she can't do it. Tell her it's a no-no, and you can bank on the fact she'll try to figure out a way to do it without getting caught. If the motion picture studio wants to guarantee a box office hit, all they have to do is to get it banned as being too controversial. When someone tells people not to do something, it makes us want to do it all the more, sort of like the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden. Here was a lush, beautiful garden, filled to overflowing with wonderful things to eat and all available for the taking. But there was one tree in the midst of the garden that the Lord declared out of bounds. Adam and Eve were not to eat or touch its fruit. It was a no-no. But of course they did. Notice that this tree and its forbidden fruit was not an evil thing. But when Adam and Eve disobeyed, they knew they were in big trouble. So big, in fact, that the effects of their sin are still felt today by the entire human race. Now, why do you think these two indulged their appetites on something that was forbidden? I suppose it goes back to the old adage, the grass is always greener on the other side. I have watched cattle push and shove a fence down to get at the grass on the other side when there was all kinds of lush green grass right under their nose. Now, let's take a moment and see what the Bible has to offer that can help us to avoid the sin. First of all, we must take very seriously the admonition to be content with our personal possessions. Ask the Lord to give you the attitude of the Apostle Paul, I have learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. Had Adam and Eve been content with what God had given them, they would have saved themselves loads of trouble. Secondly, ask God to give you a healthy fear of the consequences of giving in to the sins of the flesh. I've found that temptations make a sin seem very attractive, but it's a lie. After I've done wrong, the sin that seems so attractive is disgusting and short-lived. Friend, think about the consequences of sin before you act. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.